of Luke chapter number 11. The book of Luke chapter number 11. Book of Luke chapter 11. It's good to be here today. We're glad for everybody that's come out to be with us. And I hope, friend, if you're not right with God, I hope you'll get right with God before the day's over. And that's for saved, lost, everywhere in between. God's desire is for you to be right with Him, and we want you to be that way. The Bible says, I want to be that way. Don't you want to be that way? Amen. Luke chapter number 11, and we'll read just a little text here. The Lord has casted out a devil, and they've accused Him of casting out a devil through Beelzebub, the chief of devils.
Yep.
But in verse 17, He says, but He knowing their thoughts.
Right.
Boy, what a scary verse this morning. There's a God in heaven that knows your thoughts. Just sit and think on that for a minute. Don't go past it too fast. There's a God in heaven that knows your thoughts today. Here's what He said. He said, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself brought to desolation, and a house divided against itself falleth. Notice in verse 24, where we're going to take our text. Bible said in verse 24, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, finding none. Saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. When he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Matthew chapter 12, he adds this. Said he finds it empty, swept and garnished. Said then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. Said, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you tonight. And to God, we sure thankful to get to be here. I pray for a few moments of time that God should anoint the message and the messenger. And God, I pray for good unction to preach tonight. And to God, I'd ask you to help me. And Lord, to say everything I ought to say. And to God, not to say nothing that I ought not. I pray, God, in heaven, that you'd flood this place with your presence. I pray, God, you'd speak to hearts and homes. And Father, we do got a desire to be holy and to God to find help. And Lord, I know this morning. I got no doubt about it. And Lord, whether they intended to or not, that folks are in the house of God because they something on the inside of them that needs help. And to God, I can't help them. And the church can't help them. But I'm glad we can point them to you, Lord Jesus. I pray, help me today and to say the best things that I've ever said about you. And to God, if this is the last time and that I ever get to stand back here and to preach the gospel, and God, I hope you'd help me, and that this would be the best time. And Father, I sure love you. I thank you for everything you've done for us. And to God, I pray now that you'd speak loudly to the people of God. And Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Christ's name, I humbly beg and ask, amen and amen. And you can be seated. I'm interested primarily there in those last three verses. But the Lord gives us a description. And what he says is, there's a fella and he's came up and he swept up his house and he's cleaned it up and he's garnished it up and he's done all these things. And it said they used to be demon possession. He said, but that fella left, and when he comes back, it's going to be any worse. I thought about this, and I think and probably we could all agree that in America today, we're not really much interested in having room for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll say this to you, friend, and I want you to understand, I want to help you this morning, but the truth of the matter is, we like that song, There's a Friend in Jesus, and everybody in here wants a friend, and we all want a Savior, and we all like the blesser part, but when it comes to Him being Lord, I'm not much interested in that, amen. And we find nobody ever has been, and when the Lord Jesus Christ come down, and thank God out of heaven, and He came to earth, and we find there's no room for Him at the end. And they said no room for the Lord Jesus. And when He went into the country and He was casting out demons, and the Bible said they besought Him and that He had departed out of their coast. And they didn't even want what He is doing there. I thought about this. Even in churches, in Revelation 3:20, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door, I'll come in, some of him, he with me. And not much interested even in him being in his own house. Amen, amen. He said, we'd like a lot of entertainment. entertainment? Have we like a lot of personality that don't want too much Jesus in the household? Hey, listen, if God shows up in the house, that thing's got to get right. Amen. And so folks ain't too much right with that. But listen to me, friend. I start thinking about all these folks. I even find that when he came to his children, they didn't even want him. In John 1:11, the Bible said he came to his own and his own received him not. I mean, thank God, what about that? And what about a God coming? And wouldn't you agree with me right here if you're saved? And that if anybody ought to want Christ, we ought to want Christ, amen. I mean, we ought to want him, thank God. But thank God there's never any room for it. And there's not room in lives. And there's not room in hearts. And there's not room in the job. And we find there's no room for the Lord. And thank God that's right. And so I want to preach on this salt tonight. And you find that when there's no room for God, you're making plenty of room for the devil. Amen. And if the Lord help me today, I want to preach on this salt. On America's got plenty of room for the devil. Amen. I want you to watch what happens here and to just stay tuned. I'll try to preach this one. I feel like at the Lord, listen, I'll tell you how this happened. And the Holy Ghost woke me up about 2 o'clock in the morning, about a week and a half ago, and it just got to churning this in my heart. I find there's a lot of folks in the house of God and they ain't got no room for Christ, but they got plenty of room for the world and the devil. Amen. Have they got plenty of room for that? And now the question is why? I mean, you got to step back and ask yourself, why don't I have any room for the Lord? Why don't I have any affection for the Lord? Why don't I care about whatever the Lord's doing? But I got plenty of room for the devil. I think we find it right here in this text. I'd say this first of all, friend. I want you to see the Bible said in Matthew chapter number 12. He said that man, he said he found himself and it was empty. Here's what happened. Now listen, you stay right where you're at. I'm just going to talk a little bit right there. But I want you to understand what happened. He was a day this fellow was there and he got tired of the devil being on the inside. He got shook up. He said, man, I don't like that. I don't like how that feels. I don't like how that's a-going. That shook him up real bad. And I'm afraid what's happened, Brother Wayne, and a lot of American churches, is there's folks that have came in and they've got real shook up about what's going on around them. But thank God that's not enough. Amen. And in 2 Corinthians 7:10, the Bible says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. Amen. And not to be repented of. But then it says this, and the sorrow of this world worketh death. Amen. I want you to hear me, friend. There's so many folks coming to the house of God and there's something happening in their life, Brother Ty, and it got real shook up and it got everything in that place. I noticed this fellow first, he got shook up and then he started getting everything swept up. And so he went home and he said, I'm going to turn over a new leaf today. Amen. And so he said, I'm going to quit my drinking. I'm going to quit my cussing. I'm going to quit my lottery buying. I'm going to quit all those things. I'm going to get good and cleaned up. But listen to me, friend. We're not interested in you making the outside of the platter clean. Thank God. Thank God. We're not interested in you getting clean from the inside or from the outside in, but getting clean from the inside out. Amen. You get clean from the inside out, it'll work every time. Somebody ought to help me a little more right there. I'm going to tell some of you ain't as happy as you was. Amen. I'm saying this to you. Thank God, friend. This folks come in the house of God and they got swept up. I know there's a lot of folks they've come in America in our day and they've just swept a little things up. They've took the liquor bottles out of the cabinet. Amen. Thank God. That is the devil's drink, by the way. Amen. And they took that out of the cabinet and they've cleaned up what they watched for a little bit. And then they've come and they've said, and they said, thank God, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. But I find this. At first he got shook up, and then he got swept up. And then watch what your Bible says next. It starts talking about how he garnished it. He got spruced up. That fella, he shows up. That boy, ain't that religion all over? At first he got shook up about a little something. He said, let me go to the house. I'll sweep up everything that's bad. And he said, now I want to put on a suit and I call myself a Christian. That religion will put a suit on a man. But thank God, Christianity had put a new man in the suit. Amen. And that's what Billy Sunday said. Thank God. Listen, I like how Rob Gibson said it. If you still is what you was, you ain't. Amen. That's pretty good. Amen. thank God. Listen to me, friend. Have the Bible still in full effect. And thank God, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things passed away. And behold, all things are made new. And now listen to me, friend. And this fellow shows up. And now I'm preaching this to you. I sure don't want you to die and go to hell. Amen. And now there's a lot of folks thank God, listen. And they can wear the right threads. And they can smile at the right times. And raise their hands. And tears can fall. But they ain't never been any affection in their heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, you can change your mind and not never have your heart changed. Amen. But listen, when you get your heart changed, hey, you say, preacher, how do you know you love your wife? I've got a heart for her. Amen. And listen, thank God. Hey, nobody has to tell me to go home. And nobody has to tell me to think about my wife. And nobody has to tell me to call my wife. And nobody has to tell me to provide. And listen, what about this? I'm going to tell you how this works. And I know I'm about to offend about 90% of folks here. And listen, thank God I'm feeling real good. All right. And so y'all just have to look over that. But I'm going to tell you this. Do you know where I'm going to go tonight? I'm going to go to 738 at Toomey Falls Road. Because that's where I belong. Amen. And you know where I'm going on Monday night? At the same place. And on Tuesday night. And on Wednesday night. And on Thursday night. And if all of a sudden I stop going and I don't show up on Monday night at my house, or I don't show up on Tuesday night, or if I go a week, you reckon I'll get a call from my wife? And she said, where in the world you at? I imagine it wouldn't go good. Amen. Hallelujah. I was out one night. I was out talking with a deacon at 2 o'clock in the morning. And whenever I first got married, and I didn't understand that there was rules about being married. I mean, I was a young man, amen. And thank God every young man's got to learn that at some point. I was 24 years old. I was sitting in a parking lot. Me and a deacon was talking about the Lord. And I seen some headlights turn a corner. And my wife rode down the window. And listen, you know what she said? Do you have any idea what time it is? Amen. And I said, thank God it's time for me to keep talking about the Lord. Hey, you need going back to the house. Amen. And now listen, you can imagine how that went later on that night. Amen. And I'm saying this, thank God. Hey, some places that saved people belong. Amen. And so thank God, look here. I didn't have to set an alarm. I didn't need a reminder what today was. And thank God, listen, I knew it was time to go to the house of God. Amen. And I didn't get up and look at my kids and say, you know, we have to go. Amen. It's Sunday and we have to go. And we have to go. And no, you know, we didn't even have that conversation. Everybody just got up and got ready. And thank God it's not a have to, friend. It's a want to. It's a get to. It's a hallelujah. I'm glad I'm here. Amen. Oh, yes, listen. I'm saying this. This fellow was empty. Oh, thank God. Hear me, friend. And now here's the dangerous part about getting empty. Hey, you make more room for the devil. Here's why, listen. Here's why so many folks in America are so miserable. Have they come up, got shook up? They made a false profession. They went home, they swept everything up. And for just a little while, they spruced up. And for a minute or two. But they don't have the real thing on the inside. And now all of a sudden, hey, you start talking to them. And they're miserable out there. And they're miserable in here. And you ain't got to tell me, thank God. And the Bible doesn't say it. That's a number of completion. I went out and got 7 more devils and showed back up. Here's what he said. He said, you think it was bad before? And just wait until now. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, thank God, friend, hear me today. I just give you just 3 or 4 things. And I'm going to try to be done, but I might preach at least till 2 o'clock. Amen. Listen, thank God, friend. I don't know what to tell you. Here's what you find in this scripture. I'll give you just a few things. And when you start making room for the devil, this fellow went from empty all the way to full. He had swept everything out. He cleaned everything up. All the devils was gone. But now he finds himself and he's chock full of them. Amen. He said no more room for anybody else because he's full of the devils. Y'all still believe in demonic possession? Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing to me how many people believe in heaven, don't believe in hell. It's amazing to me how many people believe in angels, don't believe in demons. Now listen, I'm going to tell you this. If there was demon possession in the New Testament and there's demon possession in the Old Testament, you rest assured they still demon possession today. Amen. I thank God. Listen, you say, brother, how do you know? Listen, I'll tell you this. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they was full of the devil and didn't even know it. Amen. And you can be full of the devil, thank God, and not even know it. Amen. But you can't be full of God and not know it. Amen. And now listen to me, friend. You say, preacher, hey, you know you're full of the devils. Well, does your deeds look more like the devils or like the Lord's? Amen, amen, amen. I thank God if what you're doing, that looks a little more like what the devil's crowd does than it does Christ's crowd. That's a real good indicator that you're full of the devil, amen. Oh, yes, thank God. I'm full of the devil in his deeds. I thank God, full of the devil in his devices. I'm full of the devil in his direction. Hey, you know the way the devil's going. Now, listen, I know this is going to mess some of y'all up. Y'all know the devil's not been in hell yet. Y'all know that, thank God. He ain't even there. You say, where's he at? He's walking to and fro, amen. That's seeking whom he may devour. But his direction is hell. That's where he's heading to, amen. Really the lake of fire. He'll not never be in hell, I guess, as far as that's concerned. But he's heading to the lake of fire, amen. And there's an awful lot of folks that the direction they're going looks a little more like hell than it does heaven, amen. And now listen to me, friend. We had a feller in here the other, not been too long ago, and this is what they told us. And Brother Jeremy, they told you the same thing, I think. And they said, here's where we're going. And they started off down in Crossville, and they were heading east, but they came this way to get there. Now, I don't know, I'm not much about direction, but I can tell you this for sure. You can go west all day long, you're not ever going to get east, amen. Y'all listen to me, thank God. I'm saying this, friend. If you keep heading that way, you're not never going to get over here. And if you're trying to get to heaven, you're probably not going to get to heaven by continually walking like you're going to hell, amen. I'm probably not going to get there, thank God. I don't know how many folks are going to go to heaven on a bar stool, amen. Yeah, man, amen, amen. Do whatever you want to do with that, thank God. I'm saying this. There's an awful lot of folks, friend, that they've got cleaned up for a little while for show, but they are missing the main ingredient, amen. Oh, yes. Listen, goes where they went from. Look here. This fella's down there, and he said, man, I feel pretty good about myself. Ain't got no demons on the inside. I've got swift hood. He put his suit on. He said, man, don't I look good? Everybody probably walked by him and said, man, I can see a change in your life. Yeah. You don't look like you got no devils on the inside of you. You're looking pretty good, amen. And that fella said, man, I'm a feeling good. Thank God. Yeah. And then he went home. And before very long, he was just like the old proverb, how the dog returned to its own vomit. He just went right back to the same thing. Went right back, praise God, that's good preaching, preacher. Went right back to the same thing he was in, to the same places he used to go. And then now he's thoroughly confused because he thought that his little profession meant that he had a possession. But if he ever had a possession, he wouldn't have to worry about his profession. He'll just come out on you, amen. He'll just come out. Here's how this goes, thank God. And then whenever you know you, I mean, all those, some of my college kids, they say, all right, it's time to go to Cotton Eye Joe. And about the time you walk up there and you see the Cotton Eye Joe's lights and you get about right there, and the Holy Ghost says, oh, no. He said, dancing feet don't belong on praying knees, amen. I better turn around and go back the other way, amen. That's right, that's right, that's right. I'm telling you, thank God, if you're right with God or you belong to God, I ain't telling you, y'all do whatever you want to do with it. I mean, make no difference to me, thank God. It's done been made evident in my own life. If you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and you belong to God, you don't fit in there. I don't care what you do. Miserable the whole time. Sitting there frowning on the inside, even when you're smiling on the outside. Here's what you find. This fellow went from empty to full. But then I noticed this also. This fellow went from clean to dirty. Here's what I can tell you, thank God. He didn't have concrete floors. I'm telling you, I feel all right this morning, even though I feel like I'm preaching everybody mad. I've been trying to preach folks happy. But I'll tell you this, if this will stick, it'll help you get happy, amen. I'm going to tell you this, friend. They didn't have concrete floors. They didn't have carpet on the floor. You know what the problem was? Sweeping things up is. I mean, the Bible said he went in there and swept it. You know what the problem with sweeping an old dirty floor is? That dirt and that dust just goes up in the air. It don't go out. It just gets stirred up. You try to sweep it up, it gets stirred up, and then it all settles back down. Amen. And now you can stir real high, but after a while, it just settles back down. And you say, wait just a second. I thought I got got rid of that, but there it still is. And then you look over there and you say, where'd that come from? I thought I swept that up. How about it showed back up again too? And then you start looking around, you say, man, I thought I cleaned all this out. What happened to it? You didn't give it to the one who really can clean it out. Amen. I thank God you start giving that stuff to the Lord. He starts packing it up and packing it away. It don't come back for you. And you say, preacher, are you preaching about sinless perfection? And no, every Christian can perform any sin in this Bible. There's no doubt in my mind. But you can't continually live in that sin without chastisement from above, or you don't belong to God. Amen. 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 There ought to have been 150 people shout amen, preacher. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God. I'm saying this, friend, he tried to sweep it up. Look here. When he's trying to sweep it up, he went from clean to dirty. We've got a bunch of folks that are corrupt in this world. Hey, I'll tell you what the devil will do. You start making room for the devil, he'll corrupt everything, won't he? Amen. He corrupted creation. I know this ain't no popular. I don't understand when things stop, whenever things stop being right. But I'm going to tell you, the devil's done his best to corrupt creation. Hey, all of a sudden, men don't know if they're men. Women don't know if they're women. They're like, well, I was born this way. Listen, I'll tell you what you was. You were shaped in iniquity. Hey, you was conceived in sin. That's your problem, amen. Hey, your problem is you're full of confusion because you ain't right with God. Amen. Hey, you say, preacher, you really believe that? Absolutely. Amen. I'm telling you, this creation's been corrupted. And I don't go nowhere. I'm talking about the covenant of marriage has been corrupted. Amen. You understand? Everything that the Lord loves, the devil hates, and he tries to corrupt it all. Amen. And that's why we're living in a generation where it seems like folks is, you know, we're lowering the standard, like it's still okay to live together and to go on and worship God. Now, I'm telling you this, you get right with God, God will fix that stuff. God will fix it. God will fix it. Amen. I mean, listen, you say, preacher, if that's where I'm at, listen, I love you. I'm for you. I want to help you, thank God. I mean, my honest heart's desire is to help folks get out of sin. Brother Ty, and get to God. But I'm telling you, friend, when you do get to God, God will start working on you. And thank God, listen, there ain't no way in this world that there's a God in heaven working in your heart, and then you still stay in the same place day after day, year after year, continually on and on again. That's just sweeping it up and it's settled back down. Amen. And I hear this nonsense all the time. Hey, some things I get tired of hearing. Amen. Listen, because I get tired of hearing it, you're going to hear about it. Amen. Here's how this works. I hear this all the time. They say, well, preacher, you know, after all, what really constitutes getting married? They said, ain't it when one flesh comes together? After all, it's just a piece of paper. That's a pretty important ordinance. Amen. I'll tell you, you say, preacher, I don't understand why marriage is so important. Go home and read Ephesians chapter number 5, and you'll find the reason it's so important is because your marriage is supposed to reflect how the Lord Jesus loves the bride and how he loves sinners, and it ought to be looking like that at your house. Amen. I was talking to a preacher the other day about it. He said, preacher, he said, you know what makes a marriage is whenever flesh comes together. And I said, that's not so. You won't ever find that. He said, well, what about who married Adam and Eve? I said, God married them. He said, well, listen to me. He said, what about all those other days when they wasn't preachers to marry them? I said, listen, you go read the book of Leviticus, and here's what the Bible says after all that. He said, if a man goes out, he finds a lady that's betrothed with a maid, and he lies with her. He said, then let him take and go marry her. Amen. Yeah. That must mean that God don't feel like they're the same thing. Somebody ought to help me a little more, right? Hallelujah. That must mean God don't feel the way Americans feel. Reason we're so full of the devil, we got no room for what God said about it. That's right. That's right. You say, preacher, I don't like the way you preach. I know that. That don't bother me. You didn't have to tell me. I can see it. Amen. That don't bother me. It don't, but listen, friend, it don't bother me. I know what's right. I know what God says is right. I know what the Bible says. Listen, we've corrupted the communication. Everybody just go on how y'all feel. Let me bow my head saying the fear of the Lord, you're dismissed. Everybody just go and do whatever you feel like doing. Y'all think that's right? There's more folks think that's right than what just said that. Say, let's just go on how we feel. Say, well, preacher, I know what the Bible says, but I'll tell you what I feel like. God don't care how you feel. Amen. You say, preacher, that's hateful. No, that's truth. You made it hateful. Amen. You made it that way. Hey, listen, friend, how you feel about something ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Hey, mine and your intellect is so small, we don't even deserve to have an opinion. That's why God settled it forever in heaven. Smile at me. That'll help you. That'll help you. Hallelujah. I feel pretty good right now. Amen. I'm saying he swept it up. He just swept it up, and then he wondered why everything started getting more and more corrupt. Churches are corrupt today. Oh, yeah. Covenants of marriage corrupt. Right. Creation's corrupt. Yeah. Communication's corrupt. Church is corrupt. Yeah. We forgot what church is about. Right. Church ain't about you being entertained. Right. Not even about you feeling good. Right. It's about coming in and worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Listen to me. Listen to me. God, please help me right here. It's not about taking selfies in front of the cross. Posting on Facebook. Sunday fun day. Everybody watch me read my Bible today. Hey man, Cameron, that's right, ain't it? Cameron's just smiling at me, thank God. I'm saying this, friend, that's not what this thing's about. This thing's about us coming in worshiping God. It's about these real folks in here who really do need help from God. And they don't need to hear about how somebody feels. They need to know, how do I get right with God? Don't treat it over here. I'll tell you how you get right with God. We got to go back to calling sin what it is. Amen. We can't, you know, listen, drunkenness is not a disease. Thank God. You're an alcoholic. That's a sin. Thank God. We'll say, well, they're living together. Well, God calls it fornication. I don't know what to tell you. You say, preacher, or they say, sometimes, you know, I stretch the truth. God calls you a liar. I know. Thank God. There was a time that everybody preached like this, and so it wasn't weird whenever somebody did. But that time has came and went. Amen. I'm still going to preach what the Bible says. Still say it just exactly how it says it, all right? Here's what you find. Listen, he went from empty to full. He went from clean to dirty. But watch the last part. He went from better to worse. He kept getting worse. He kept getting worse. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. You start getting full of the devil. Every time God comes by your way and he deals in your heart. And then you go up and you get stirred up in your flesh and you sweep things up, but then you go back home and nothing changes. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. The visits from the Christ are going to get fewer and fewer. The voice of God is going to get quieter. Y'all remember the first time God ever came and convicted you of sin, how loud it screamed in your life? If you're here and you're saved, you remember the first time after you got saved that you done something that you knew hurt God? You remember how that felt? You know why we don't feel that way every time? We just got... Just said, all right, well, I don't care what you think, God. I'm going to plow right through sin and keep doing what I want to do. God said, all right. That voice, it just gets quieter. That victory gets farther and farther and harder to achieve.
Yes, amen. Sir.
God keeps putting his finger on something. And you say, I know I need to get right. I know I need to do right. Then you just turn and go. The Bible says that fella, he didn't listen. He didn't get better. He got worse. And I'm preaching to folks all the time. And they're worse. And you can see it. They're slowly degenerating. They're getting worse. They're getting worse. They're getting worse. They're getting worse. Man, I watch folks and you see that light. Hallelujah. You see that light. And God turned it on for them. You say, man, they're getting ready to get better. But they don't, Brother Nathaniel. They just get worse. You say, man, I see the God. More than you see a Holy Ghost deal with them, Brother Jordan. And they reject him again. You think, man, today's the day. They're going to get better. And instead, they get worse again. And to listen, if I was preaching this message 15 years ago, that's where that message would stop. But I feel like this is where we're getting to. Telling everybody what's wrong, and we don't tell nobody how to fix it. So I could run on this, amen. I know y'all ain't going to run with me. I done made everybody mad, but that's fine. I'm preaching what the Bible says is right.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, this fellow went from getting better to worse. Only if God left us a good example in the Bible of somebody who kept getting worse,
amen,
that one day really did get better.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be just like the Lord to give us an example of somebody who day after day after day grew more miserable, grew worse, grew deeper and deeper, and then one day something changed? Wouldn't that be just like God to do that? In Mark chapter number 5, there's a lady in the Bible that the Word of God teaches us she had a blood problem. She had a Bible problem. She had a bank problem. Hey, listen, every day for 12 years, she never got any better. She kept getting worse. Had the same problem this fellow said. She was full of disease. See, he's full of devils. She's full of disease. Hey, listen, he was dirty, so was she. Had to run around saying unclean, 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 unclean. Just like he was, she wasn't getting no better. She kept getting worse. But one day came a man through the town. She quit going to the doctors. She quit going to Dr. Law. Thank God, ain't that right? Quit going to the doctor church.
Yeah.
Quit going to the doctor brethren, to Dr. Google. She said, I'll tell you what, I said, I just keep getting worse. And everybody I talk to ain't doing one thing to fix me. But then one day, old Dr. Grace showed up, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, I'll tell you this. He was walking through town. And she said, if I can not sweep myself up and clean myself up, I've tried all that. My bank account's empty.
Yeah.
My blood work's coming back bad. Somebody help me.
Yeah.
The Bible says I'm on the outside. I'm not on the inside. But I'd sure like to get help. And just like how the devil does, there's a big crowd around the Lord about that time.
Yeah.
She said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, she said, I shall. That's faith. I shall be made whole.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what whole means? She wasn't after getting healed. She's after being made whole.
Amen.
That God might sanctify you wholly.
Yeah.
Body,
yeah.
Mind, spirit. When God gets a hold of you, friend, he fixes the whole thing.
Yeah.
She comes down there. Y'all know the story. Stand to your feet. I'm done preaching. Stand to your feet. I want to say this to you. Friend, there's an awful lot of things trying to prevent her from where she was at, from really getting a hold of what God wanted her to have. But that day, she made up her mind, I'm not going to quit until I touch the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you need. Hannah, come play something. Brother Donnie, whatever you're going to sing, I don't know.